CBSi and the world. I'm John Batchelor from the surface of the planet Earth. Thanks to Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going to Pluto, that mysterious, wonderful, magical planet where everything happens. Bob, there's new revelations about Pluto's atmosphere. Did they find anything flying in it?
No, they did not, John. Actually, this is an example of just confirming what was expected. A lot of the mainstream press, being utterly ignorant of science, said a big surprise, but it's not a surprise. Pluto's atmosphere sublimates and becomes an atmosphere whenever that planet gets closer to the sun. And it's an orbit that's very eccentric, so there's a very big range between its most distant point and its closest point. So this is something that's been observed for the last, 150-plus years. Now, the orbit's 248 years long, so we haven't really been able to get a real observation of a whole orbit. But it's been understood that as the planet moved, when we first discovered it, it was moving out away from the sun, and they could see that atmosphere disappearing. And then it started to move in towards the sun, and we suddenly started to see that atmosphere sublimating and appearing. And they timed the New Horizons mission to arrive when that atmosphere was still there. Well, ground-based telescopes have now confirmed that, as expected, Pluto's nitrogen atmosphere has begun to its annual winter freeze-out as the planet starts to move away, as the planet is now moving away from the sun. And so that's basically it. For about 25 years, it's been moving farther and away, farther and farther away from the sun, and so temperatures are going down, and so that atmosphere of nitrogen is beginning to freeze, fall as snow on the surface. Nitrogen snow, think about how alien this is, and basically eliminate any atmosphere on Pluto. There's not a big atmosphere, by the way, not a lot, but that's all disappearing now.
New Horizons, binary asteroids. You will recall New Horizons is the NASA space probe that flew by Pluto once upon a time several years past and then headed out into the Kuiper Belt and beyond, where no man has gone before. Well, it did have a mess. It does have a mission, and it survived that mission to pass by. As I recall, it was something like a Play-Doh man floating in the Kuiper Belt, a strange construction of what could have been the planetesimals makeup of planets. And now it's got a new discovery. What's it found, Bob?
Well, okay, just to clarify, after flying past Pluto in 2015, I think, Pluto, they have been attempting to observe as many Kuiper Belt objects as possible. There are a lot. And they flew past an asteroid in 2018, originally called Ultima Thule. They changed the name Arcoth for political correctness. And that asteroid, as you remembered, looked like a snowman. It was made of two lobes that were stuck together. Well, now they're using New Horizons as best as they can as it moves through the Kuiper Belt to observe other Kuiper Belt objects from a distance. They haven't been able to find one they can fly past, but they are looking at ones that are close by, and they've discovered two more that look to be binary objects similar to Arrokoth. They might be attached, but more likely they're orbiting each other. So that's three objects that appear to be in the Kuiper Belt that appear to be either two-lobed or formed from binaries. And that just suggests that as the objects in this primitive part of the solar system coalesce, it's not unusual for them to be binary objects working in pairs as they come together.
Chang'e 5 on the far side of the moon, what's it discovered?
No, this is not the one on the far side of the moon. Chang'e 4 is the one on the far side of the moon with U22. It's easy to confuse the numbers, John. I have to remind myself all the time. Chang'e 5 was the Chinese probe that landed on the moon a year or two ago and brought lunar samples back. And so those samples have come back, and the Chinese have now published a peer-reviewed paper confirming, as expected, once again, that these samples are some of the youngest so far found on the moon, and they're volcanic in nature. They knew this was a young volcanic area when they landed there, and so they were hoping that this would be what they'd find, and that's exactly what they found from those original objects. Now, of course, it does pose some problems for the theorists who are trying to come up with an explanation for how Mars formed and what formed its volcanic plains, floodplains, and there's data within its spectroscopy that contradicts those theories, and so now they have to work on that, John. But either way, it is the youngest sample so far found from Chang'e 5.
Perseverance. This is the probe, the on the surface of Mars in the Jezero crater, and there's a photograph of the Martian surface once upon a time. What am I looking at, Bob?
Yes, I have a report on Behind the Black with a figure from the scientific paper. What the scientists have done is they've used the photos that have been to come down from Perseverance, looking at the ground in Jezero crater, and that has confirmed what had been believed from orbital images, that Jezero crater once held a lake. That's what you're looking at in the map from them. This basically shows where they think the map was. The red star shows where they landed and where the lake once was, and the red star shows where they landed. And so this is just confirming why they picked Jezero crater. They thought there was a lake. And what the data is also showing is that there was a lake persistent, and then it dried and became instead flash floods periodically. What caused the flash floods, they don't really understand. This is still the fundamental mystery of Mars. How can you have a liquid water on a surface when the atmosphere and the temperature is just too thin and cold for liquid water to function? They don't know how that could be, but that's what they found.
To match that, a fossil river. Again, the same problem, yes?
Yes, exact same problem. This is in the dry equatorial regions of Mars. It's one of my cool images. It shows a fossilized ancient river. There's a lot of these in the dry equatorial regions. It suggests that long, long, long billions of years ago, there were rivers on Mars that are no longer there. They've survived. The evidence has survived.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.